Page 246. The Louisiana Purchase.
Today, our map of America looks like this, but around 200 years ago, it looked more like this. How did this map change? To answer this question, first we have to look at the city of New Orleans, one of America's most culturally and historically rich destinations, according to their website. But New Orleans wasn't always part of the United States. Back in 1803, it was located in the southeastern corner of the Louisiana Territory, which was owned by France, and then later given to Spain, and then secretly given back to France in exchange for some land in Italy, and then officially given back to France 2 years later. New Orleans was an important city because it was a good trading location at the end of the Mississippi River. So, the U.S. wanted New Orleans, and newly elected President Thomas Jefferson sends two guys to negotiate with the French about purchasing the city. Jefferson's original instructions to the two men were to attempt to negotiate $10 million to buy either New Orleans, part of the Florida Territory, or at the very least secure access to the Mississippi River port. Now look at this from the French's perspective. Their plans to establish an empire in the Americas was failing. They feared a war with Britain was imminent and that their territory would likely be taken by Canada. So they offered the US a deal too good to refuse. They offered not only New Orleans, but the entire Louisiana Territory, and only bumping up the price from $10 million to $15 million. Now, President Jefferson wasn't totally sure about this purchase. He believed that the government should only do what the Constitution said, and there was nothing in the Constitution about buying land from other countries. But the Senate ratified it, and Jefferson allowed it, and thus the United States purchased the Louisiana Territory and doubled the size of the country, gaining 827,000 square miles for a bargain price. The Louisiana Purchase, no doubt, had a huge effect on America. Just think of how different our world would be today if the purchase had never happened, and all that land was never part of the United States, but instead belonged to other people. Events in history would have turned out much differently, and the world could be a very different place today.
Copyright Linopa Films.